where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are asking for help from the public in finding a missing man named Nathan Speed. Police say there are concerns for his well-being. There's a photo of him posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Meanwhile, police say two missing women have been found. Both 29-year-old Paige Walton and 28-year-old Brianne Watson had last been seen yesterday. Police said in social media posts this afternoon that both were located and are safe. The Sarnia Police Service was among several agencies that helped dismantle a drug trafficking ring operating across Ontario. On February 28th, police searched seven homes in London, Mississauga, Vaughan, and Thunder Bay. It's alleged they found various drugs with a combined street value of $629,000. The searches also turned up various items, including loaded handguns, ammo, drug paraphernalia, counterfeit money, jewelry, brass knuckles, and more than $210,000 in cash. Nine people face a combined 63 charges. Lambton County Library has teamed up with Huron Shores Area Transit to introduce new smart card library passes. They offer residents a way to try out the intercommunity public transit service. It links Lambton Shores with South Huron, North Middlesex, Blue Water, and Kettle and Stony Point First Nation, as well as Sarnia, London, Goderich, and Strathroy. Transit coordinator Susan Mills says it's very easy to take part in the program, and they hope it gets more people interested in their services.
I think for a good number of people, they realize that it is convenient and it's safe and it's very, very affordable.
The passes can be borrowed by any Lambton County Library cardholder and is available to pick up at libraries in Sarnia, Arcona, Forest, Grand Bend, Port Franks, and Thedford. Don't be alarmed if you see armored vehicles on the 402 this evening. Members of the 1st Hussars are conducting convoy training in the Sarnia area. The convoy is also going to travel along London Line. The City of Sarnia wants your input as it works to develop a strategic plan. Communications Manager Steve Henschel says there's a short online survey available on the Speak Up Sarnia website. It can be completed in 5 to 12 minutes.
So there's a very wide range of topics that individuals can weigh in on, and there's also some open-ended questions in case they have something that's not captured in terms of the multiple choice.
The online survey is available until 4 on March 29th. Henschel says there's going to be in-person engagement sessions as well. Dates have not been determined. And there's been a recall of an air fryer that could cause a fire hazard. The St. Clair Township Fire Department says certain Insignia digital air fryers have been recalled because they may overheat and cause the handles to melt or break off. The air fryer ovens may also overheat and cause the glass doors to break. No injuries have been reported, but as of February 20th, the companies received seven reports of incidents. Cloudy skies, the chance of showers and thunderstorms on a gusty wind, low 3 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow on a gusty north wind, high 5, a mix of sun and cloud Saturday, high 9, and mainly cloudy Sunday, chance of showers or flurries, high 4 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.